Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Daniel Tran. Mayor Eric Garcetti announces this afternoon the first steps in his plan to combat the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. The mayor called for $13 million in emergency funding to increase services and housing for the homeless. He also asked that shelters stay open 24 hours a day during the rainy season and for winter availability to expand by 2 months. City Council will invest at least $100 million to help the situation in the long term. Hours ago, UCLA's Pi Beta Phi sorority identified the student found yesterday after an apartment fire in Westwood. Andrea Andy Delvesco was a psychology and Spanish student entering her senior year. Although the sorority released the victim's name, coroner officials say that the body was badly burned and will take some time to be officially identified. Police are investigating the case as a possible homicide. Today is National Voter Registration Day. Many Angelenos attended events to register as voters. Stephanie Wu brings us more.
Homeboy Industries holds an event today to help ex-convicts register to vote. James Kimpa is a former gang member who served 30 years in jail since age 16.
I had always assumed that once being a felon, it would bar me from ever having an opportunity to vote.
LA County Registrar Recorder Dean Logan said, many former inmates have a similar misunderstanding.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people think, well, you have to wait a certain period of time after you've completed your time in incarceration before you can register to vote. In most cases, that's not true.
Homeboy Industries partnered with the county office and other organizations to help explain the process of registration to anyone interested. Christina Dominguez of Homeboy Industries said, voting helps former inmates ease back into daily life.
Studies have shown that civic participation enhances better reintegration into our communities, and it's a really important and empowering opportunity for many of our clients and trainees to exercise their right to vote.
According to the county, more than 1 million people in the LA area are eligible to vote but aren't registered. Stephanie Wu, Annenberg Radio News.
You might start seeing police officers in Los Angeles wearing body cameras soon. Holly Thomas brings us more.
Los Angeles is well on its way to becoming the largest city in the country to use body cameras on a large scale for its police force. The Los Angeles Police Department was awarded $1 million by the U.S. Department of Justice yesterday to buy more cameras for its policemen. The LAPD started supplying body cameras last month. The money will allow for around 700 more cameras. This brings LAPD much closer to its goal of 7,000 total cameras. According to the LA Times, around 860 have already been purchased and some are already in use. Although the official LAPD response is positive, not everyone is pleased with the donation. Earlier this month, the American Civil Liberties Union sent the Department of Justice an 11-page letter urging them not to give the LAPD money for the cameras. Their concern is that the policy does not provide any public access to the footage, unless required to do so in court. Officers must review footage before writing reports, and there are no consequences for officers that turn off their cameras. Plus, there are no rules about using the cameras as public surveillance tools, nor about the use of detection software. Holly Thomas, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles schools are promoting safe texting practices among teens. Erica Lee has the details.
The Los Angeles Unified School District unveiled a new campaign today against sexting, or sending explicit photos via text. The movement, called Now Matters Later, encourages students to think about how their online actions might affect their future. The cautionary video featured on LAUSD's website explains how a seemingly private scenario can spread beyond control.
You can be denied admissions or not be considered for a job if inappropriate pictures are viewed by potential admissions or employers. How you choose to use social media now matters later.
Officials say that age-appropriate material will be taught at area schools and basic cyber safety lessons will be offered to elementary school students. Erica Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
The Board of Supervisors is moving forward with a plan that will reduce property taxes on urban lots leased out as vegetable gardens or fruit orchards. Supporters of the Urban Agriculture Incentive Zone program say it would improve public health and give low-income families better access to produce. An official report stated that roughly 57,000 empty lots could be eligible for the program countywide. The board is now drafting restriction guidelines and contracts for property owners. A progress report is expected in 6 months. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran. Thank you.